East Coast Breakfast.
What's the most valuable thing your kid has
broken?
Has broken. Yeah, guys. Yeah. So this weekend I had quite an embarrassing moment.
What happened?
And probably the first embarrassing moment since being a dad.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this serves to be an apology or I done messed up.
Oh.
But recently got fiber because we've just moved into a new place. It finally got installed.
After weeks.
Yeah, I remember.
And weeks.
No, but it was my fault actually because I was calling the wrong number.
Oh my gosh.
But like on the road trips, guys, like, I'm going to phone this number, I'm going to take
Wi-Fi.
This number.
Oh, yes, you were doing Wi-Fi. They stole my Wi-Fi.
So they rocked up there, everything is working properly, 100%, and all that kind of stuff. And then when did we come back from Splashy? On Friday, right?
Yeah.
We were there.
Yeah.
And I get home, the Wi-Fi's not working.
Mm.
And I'm like, not a chance. So I get on the phone, bro, and I had a proper Karen moment.
Do you know who I am?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No,
fix my internet now. Like, and it's broken.
And I paid for it.
Exactly. Yes. Like, how can you do this?
How dare you?
The kids are crying now. Baby Shark. Now I have to sing Baby Shark and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I hear you.
And the guy on the other side of the phone was just like, so calm. Sir, on our side, sir, everything looks fine. I'm like, I mean, when are you going to take the debit orders? Like, sir, it's going to happen. But I'm like, so, you know, I'm like, I've paid. Whatever,
yeah.
And the guy's like, sir, please hold on. And he checks, and at the end of the conversation, it could not help me.
Yeah.
And then he asked me, he's like, sir, please go maybe switch it on and off again.
Yeah, yeah.
So which you should have done before you called.
Which I should have, yes.
But anyway,
which I should have.
The age-old IT question.
Yeah. Which I then go to where the Wi-Fi and the fiber is plugged.
Yeah.
And guess who's standing there?
Kai
Shabalala is standing there.
Yeah.
I've been on the phone for the last, literally, we haven't had internet the entire morning. Mm. I've phoned, I've done everything.
Yeah.
Kai is there and says, look, daddy. Because he switched it off.
He switched it off and all the lights go off.
He switched off the geez. Plug on the wall.
Okay.
And at that moment, that's when I knew. I'm like,
what did you say to that guy?
I didn't phone back. This is the first time I'm talking about it. And also, my reaction to Kai, I was, you know, when you like I was angry.
Yeah.
Oh my word! I was such an idiot right now on the phone.
To all service fiber service providers who Sky Shabalala has been giving a hard time to for the last month,
we apologize.
We unreservedly apologize.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he didn't break it because it would have been like obviously one of the.
But
most,
he did break your relationship.
He
with that
broke my relationship.
Provider.
And also he broke our Wi-Fi for like 6 hours, because he switched it off.
That's not bad. You're lucky. Miles thought all the CD players, that means the CD player in my BMW, the CD player in mom's luxury Spanish sports car, and all the CD players in the house. They were for 5 rand coins.
Oh no.
Yeah, so 5 rand coins went into all of them. And some of those cars had their security systems linked to the hi-fi. And so there were upgrades and everything.
Oh, so she used to deposit.
But that's very smart. She's obviously was really smart as
two
a kid. Because I mean, she put a lot together to know it goes in there. Also, it looks like a mini CD.
It looks like a CD.
She.
And it was the future of CDs.
She knew what was happening already.
She was great. So that was an expensive thing. You can't be angry.
That must be really expensive because cars, CD players, security system, everything, not just plugging it back
in. You can't even shout. And also, we couldn't figure out where the car guard money was going. We're like, hang on a second, I left 500.
Oh, guys, I don't know what it is to have a kid, but I just don't know why you guys aren't watching your kids more.
Well, I can't really watch.
No, can I? So we've been asking the question: what's the most valuable thing your child has broken? Right.
Yeah.
So let us know 617-929-495. And we asked this question to you on Facebook, and some of the responses, I'm judging your parenting.
What you got?
So there's a lot going on here. But many parents are saying my iPhone and Samsung P40, right? So apparently, when you live on the 7th floor, no kulonga, she says he just had a tantrum and then threw the phone out the window twice.
Well, we've got Nokulonga on the phone right now. Good morning, Nokulonga.
Hi, good morning, team. How are you guys?
Hi. Listen, what happened? What's the most expensive thing?
Okay, it was my Samsung because it was brand new. My husband got it for me for my birthday.
Yeah.
And the first phone, my son was between the age of 1 and 2.
Mm.
He took my phone and he smashed it, and then it had a crack.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. And then one day when he was having one of his tantrums, he just took my phone, threw it in the sink.
Okay.
And then my husband got me the Samsung.
Yeah.
And then when the Samsung was new, I was just busy on my phone. I put it down, and then he was having a meltdown, and he just took it and he threw it out the balcony onto the ground, and that thing was mess.
Oh,
but
no.
Luckily, we had insurance, and then that phone was fixed, but it didn't go back to its original piece, and it was brand new, like a couple of days old.
Yeah. Yo.
That's wild.
Did the therapist ever tell us what the issue was with the cell phones?
He was having, not really. I think most kids just go through tantrums, but my son, I think, was very needy of my attention.
Yeah.
And when I used to get busy on my phone, he used to get frustrated and he couldn't speak. And he didn't know how to communicate. So maybe in his mind, he just thought, let me take this thing away so my mom can give me my attention. But I'm not really sure what happened. But he's fine now. He's turning 6 this year and he's the good boy.
Sure.
Hey, okay. Yeah. So you know what? You know the phone thing is an interesting one because Carmen's probably sitting there. Why do you give your child the phone in any case?
Yes.
So you parents. Do it sometimes, or they just pick it up. But also, I'm sure you've noticed that I don't take selfies with the selfie cam.
Mm.
I have to turn around because Brody, since he started teething, he teethes with my selfie cam, and so it's got a crack. There's like so he's bitten it. So
oh,
I never
You're top of the range 17, 18, 19, iPhone, 21 there.
Yeah, like
it doesn't have a front camera.
I don't know. It's there, but whenever I take
a
picture.
Suddenly you're a 6210. Huh.
Shame.
Suddenly.
Yeah. So I feel no gloom,
Kai's not the only one. There's so many people whose kids, the phones seem to be going for us. Kimberly says 3 cell phones, a tablet, and a fan.
Hmm.
And she's only 3 years old.
And
so,
a fan.
There's a lot going on here. I really think we need some discipline in case of it. Sivika says, my laptop, her phone, all the cups in the house.
Yeah.
Kids just, her child likes to climb. The list is endless. Somebody, Maxine.
Yeah.
Maxine took the cake for me because where were you when this was happening?
Yeah.
My daughter drew a big, beautiful picture with a stone on the bonnet of her car. Guys, what's going on?
Can you top that?
Oh, yeah, Gary. Gary's son can top that.
Yeah?
His son got hold of his side cutters and cut every wire an inch apart from the front to the back of his 79 Kawasaki 71000.
Oh, no.
No,
don't let him anywhere near Sky's Wi-Fi.
Morning, how's it guys?
Yeah,
how's
it? Karen.
Karen, tell us, what is the most valuable thing that your child broke?
Well, I got a nice 75-inch Skyworth TV.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Got delivered to the house. And then we plug it on, and oh no, the thing is cracked. So they had to take it back to the shop because the delivery guys messed up the delivery. You know, when they were checking the TV, it's got no frame.
Yeah.
So their hands broke the screen.
Yeah.
Now, all this time, I'm itching to watch a nice movie, you know.
Yeah.
So they brought another TV the next day. So I go out fishing and then I get a call. Oh, Dad, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. I'm like, Larry. What's going on?
Yeah.
Oh no, Dad, Nathan broke the TV. So I'm like, oh, he's gonna get a big hiding when I get home because I've been wanting to watch a movie and we haven't even watched one yet.
Yeah.
Anyway, I get home. I say, now what's the story? Oh no, Dad, she runs straight to the room. So then Nathan tells me the story. No, Larry was standing behind me and she was changing the channels while I'm watching.
Yeah.
And every time I change it, she changes it, but I didn't see her there. Oh, he got so upset. He didn't see her standing behind him. He went and smashed the TV with his remote.
Oh, snap.
And beyond repairs.
Oh, my gosh.
Beyond repairs.
Oy. I've never heard of that happening outside of Fortnite.
But what's happening with these lighties?
So, Kerwin, what are the ages here, bud?
Well, he was 5 at the time.
Mm. Yeah.
And he just turned 6 now. So that was December.
December, like...
How now?
And then did he get into trouble?
Yeah.
Like, what's the...
You know what?
What's the going rate for punishment for that?
big rate. You know, all my friends are telling me, no, Kerwin, don't hit him, don't hit him. Yeah. I'm like, ah, come on, how can he break such an expensive TV? I mustn't give him a hiding.
Yeah.
So then I said, okay, I'll make him kneel on salt.
Oh, no. Kneel on rough salt.
Guess what this lighty does?
What did he do?
He's kneeling on the salt, but he's pushing the salt more under his knees.
Yeah.
Keeping it under his knees while he's kneeling.
What does that
Not even crying. He's making it worse.
Wow. He's not scared. He just broke a 72-inch TV. He's not scared.
And he was taking it.
Did you get a new TV? What happened to the TV then after that? Did you have to buy a new one, insurance?
I didn't. And the thing is, there was a nice big TV in his bedroom.
Yeah.
So we took that one and put it in the lounge so that he doesn't have anything in the bedroom. And I said, no, I just left that box there. They must know. I still haven't replaced it yet.
Oh, there we go.
Gosh.
Oh, well.
It's a reminder.
Listen, Kerwin, I know a guy, bro, who deals with TV screens.
Hey, please, man, hook me up.
Hey, bro, I'll hook you up, my dog.
Yeah.
Sky will take care of you there. Well, listen, you guys watch TV. You make him listen to radio.
Okay.
Free. It's free and you can't break the screen.
Shout out for not hitting him. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you, fellas.
No, he's not.
Thank you,
Kerwin.
Hey, what is the... this is a very good question.
It's the greatest question ever because we get these stories. East Coast Breakfast.